That's like a true, that's a kasha. Kasha means it's a question, but not a tiyufta. We don't slug up or sluggish completely.
He boiled up a question like this. Let's say the people themselves woke up one morning, and they themselves decided to worship Avodah Zarah. There wasn't a person convincing them. By themselves, they decided to worship. And Rov of the city did this. Mao, what's the halacha? Is like an eerie dachas, we give them sayif, or maybe like yechidim, we give them tila. The yadichu amrachmona, it says that there's a person convincing them, v'loy should chumeleim, none of them turn to do it themselves. Or dhulam maybe no. Afilu hut chumeleim, it's a svara kavachayma. That they decide themselves to worship Avodah Zarah, for sure they have the chumra of Iran Idachas.
It says, Hadichu Noshim Uktanim, that if ladies cause them, or Ktanim, it's not called the Iran Idachas. The question is, am I? Why not? Even though a lady is not called a man, but Lehevei Chutchum Eleim. So let's say that there's nobody causing them. Let it be considered like they went off themselves, that themselves decided to worship Avodah Zarah. So, why is it saying in the Mishnah there's no dinir nidachas if it was a noshim or ktanim? So, according to Raya, that you need somebody convincing them, and he has to be a man. The Gemara says, no, I'll answer you, hanich bosanav shayu gorin. If there's nobody convincing them themselves, they're going after themselves. Maybe that's enough to make a nidachas. But hani, if there was a noshim or ktanim, bosan noshim or ktanim greedy. It's not considered they're doing it themselves. Consider they're going after the person that's talking them in. If it's only a lady or a cousin, that's not called Sochomer, therefore there's no din of an Irnidachas. So we have no proof to the Shiloh. It could be if the Rabbin themselves started to worship Avodah Zarah, it'll also be called Irnidachas. Then it says, Achyudach Riva. So most of the majority of the people worship Avodah Zarah. Heichi Avdinim. How do we give them the Misa? If it's the Yochid, and you say you have to have Adim, how do we know to give which Misa to give him? Amr of Yudah, Don in the Choshen. True, you see one person with Adim Asroi worship Avodah Zarah, afterwards put him in jail. We have to wait to see if we're going to find out that most of the people did it, then they receive Sayyid. If a minority, they receive Skila. So we have to Don and put him in jail. Don, next person in the Choshen. We wait till we finish Don, everybody, and then we'll have to count up the amount we have. Amr Ayula, Nimsa Tumanes Dino Shoelu. It's not fair. You're pushing off the din. Halacha is once we pass the nechi of misa upon somebody, we have to give him the din right away. You can't wait till you judge everybody else. So what do we do? El Amarula, Don in Besaiklin. True, the first minority of the people get skila. Don in Besaiklin. Right away we give them skila. We don't know better. We have to think and say maybe they're only yechidim. Later, when it adds up that we killed out the majority of the people, from then onwards we give sight. Itma we learn. Rav Yechon Amar. Don in the same thing, Don in the Cyclin. First people that come, we give them skiller only. Don in the Cyclin. Until finally it adds up to roll with the city, then we make the Irnidach and give them science. Because we can't be manas dinoi. For Eshlaka Shama no. Marabin lehen botadinim. We have to try and do a fast job. Open up new botadinim. And John them as soon as possible. And let's see how many people really worship the Avodah Zarah. And then right away we give science. For the Gemara, it's not that way. V'om Rav Chama Bar Yosef Rav Oshia, v'yoytzeisef yishahu, or yitzeisha hi, ish v'yisha atamoytzi l'sherecha,
which means for Yechidim, then you could give them the Misa in your city with a bezin of 23 in your city. But v'yatamoytzi kol yir kulu l'sherecha, you cannot make a din of Yoni Dachas, you can't kill Rov of the city because of the bezin in your city. Ela rather the locker is marvim lo botadinim, which the Shachar meant to say is true. In the city there, they have to make more botadinim, but just umaninim b'dinayim, they look over the judgment. Umaskinilu, and if it comes out really that Rov of the city worshiped the Avodah Zarah, then umaskinilu, lebezin agodah, they bring him up to the bezin agodah, Yushalayim, the garmilu dinayu, and there they make the gemar din, the katulu, and that's where they give the misa for the ear, hanidachas.
If they live there,
then it says in the Mishnah, hakes, hakes, yeshvi ear, that you kill out people living in the city. Tanarabonin, ha chameres v'hagamalis, that means a person driving a donkey, a person driving a camel, for a veris imokim imokim, they're just passing by, so it depends. Lo nu b'soich, if they live there, in the city, v'utchun, they worship the Avodah Zarah, imo, with the rest of the city. Sim nishtoy, shom la m'jem, if they live there for 30 days already, then hein b'sayif umumayinim ovat. They have a loch of ear, nedachas, they get sayif and the money is destroyed. Prochus mikan, if they live there less than 30 days, hein b'skilut umumayinim polat. Then they receive skill, they're like a yochid, and the money is saved. So Mashmi, you have to live in the city for 30 days, then you call the Yeshva year. We may have a question. Is that true? 30 days enough? It says the Gemara in Bava Basra, Kama ye bir, how long do you have to live in a city where you can't hear Yavalocha, the Yehiyah of Kiancha year? Yud Beis Chodesh said you have to be there for 12 months? So the Sira, here we're saying 30 days, the earth says 12 months. On the Rav Olekasha is Nakasha, Holim have a Mibnei Mosa. To be called B'nei Mosa, you have to live there for a year. Holim have a Meisvei Mosa, just to be called living there, it's enough 30 days. For Tanya, bring your proof. It says, Allah in the Dorim, Hamud, you are not Mibnei here. If you make an Issa Neder, not to have enjoyment from the people of the city, Sim Yesh Adim, Shinishtoi Shem Yud Beis Chodesh, that someone lived there for 12 months, you also, Lenet Menu. Prochus Mikan, if he lived there less than 12 months, Mutter, Lehenes Imenu. Because he's not called B'nai Mosa. To be called B'nai Mosa, he has lived there for at least Yud Beis Chodesh for a year. Then you have special lachas about paying taxes. What's going to be if a person makes a neder? Mi Yosh for a year. I don't want to have enjoyment from a person that's only a Yosh for a year. Then in Mishtoy Yalamadi, a person lived there for 30 days, also Lehenes Imenu. Prochus Mikan, Mutter Lehenes Imenu. You see such a difference that to be called a Yosh for a year, it's enough to be there for 30 days. That's Shana Mishnah, that these Chamoros and Gemalos, as long as they live there for 30 days, they consider the Yeshva Yir and Nidachas, and by Yinidachas, just as the Yeshva Yir, that they would receive, they'll be Alokha, a chelik of Yir and Nidachas, as long as they live there for 30 days. Alright, we'll stop here.
Kufiyad Beis Yir. Oh, in the middle of the Gemara. Hechra Moisa. Yeah, that kufiyud beis amir aleph. That the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Hachrei moisa v'skol ha-shebo. You have to destroy the whole Ir Hanidachas, a city that rove with the people worship the Avodah Zarah, so you have to destroy the city. Tana Rabbanan, Hechrem oisa, and the person says, Hechrem oisa, destroy it. Then, alright, this will dash later, v'skol ha-shebo, some take us out. But from the first part, Hachrem oisa, we say, Prat, l'nichse tzadikim shebechutzalo. If a tzaddik that lived in that city, if he has property or utensils outside the city, they're not destroyed. Then the pasuk says, he has kol ha-shebo, mashm everything that's inside the city. So we say, l'rabois nichtei tzaddikim. Even the people that are tzaddikim in that city, shebetoicho, that if they have their property inside the city, then it is destroyed. So in other words, a tzaddik, anything he owns that's inside the Yoni Dachas is destroyed, is burnt. But if he owns things that are outside the city, then they're not destroyed. Now we dash from Shlomo. The Pesach says, Shlomo, we gather together and burn all the Shlomo, the booty of the city. So we dash and go for Loi Shlal Shemayim. But not something that like belongs to Hashem. Like we'll soon see Kabonis. That there's a korban there that has Kedusha on it. That's like a Shlal Shemayim. That's not burnt. But then we say, he has Kol Shlomo. So the next word, Kol. All the Shlomo of the city is destroyed. What does that mean to say? The rabbi is nichse rishoyim. That any property, anything that's owned by the rishoyim, the people in the city that actually worship the Avodah Zarah, that's going to be killed. So their property, whatever they own, shechutzalo. Even if it's outside the city, still it has to be destroyed. That's what we dashin. That's the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. A rasha's property, even outside the city, is also destroyed. Whereas a tzaddik's city, it's only destroyed if it's inside the city. If it's outside the city, they're not. Now, Amar Reb Shimon. If Shimon says, and Rashi says, he's always the one that darshens time of the creator as a reason for the pasuk. So he explains, Mifnei Ma'om Rotor, what does the Torah say? Nichtzei tzadikim shebetoicha yevdu. What does the pasuk say? The Torah says that a tzadik, he did not worship the Avodah Zarah. Still his property is destroyed. Why? So we darshen, mi gorem lehem, sheyidu betoichai. What caused the tzadik like to still live in this city? If he sees that the city is such a shoyim, that the worshipping of Avodah Zarah, he should have picked himself up and left the city. What caused him to still stay there? It must be Mamainam. He owned property there, he owned buildings there, he has business there. It's his mamain that kept him there. The figure therefore Mamainam Novad. Therefore the pasuk says, the Torah says, his property, his money, is also destroyed. If he has property and money outside the city, then it's not destroyed. He's a tzaddik, and he owns things outside the city, there's nothing wrong. But if he owns things inside the city, we wipe it out, because we say that's what caused him to still stay in the city.
He lives in the city.
Right. Now, Omar, what we just said before, with Ashna Pasuk, he has called Shlomo Tikvites, he has gathered together all the Shlal, L'Rabbis, Nichtzer, Rishoyim, Shevachutzalor, that a Russia, someone that did worship the Avodah Zarah, even what he owns outside the city is also destroyed. Amra Chizr, Chizr said that you should know, Uvinik Bosu Matoicho. We're talking about such property or such things that could be gathered and brought into the city. In other words, it has to be something that could come close by. Like Rashi says, excuse me, the same day that they're going to burn the city, that day they have to be able to bring it from wherever it is. But if it's more than a day's journey away from the city, or it's something like a house that you can't bring over, then it's not destroyed. It has to be over the kibbutz and mitzvah, or could be brought into the city to be burnt here. Omer al-Chizda, pekidoinois shalan shiyon edachas. It's because if I let you hold something of mine, so if it belongs to an edachas, mutarim, it's not destroyed, you do not burn it. So question is, hey Kadami, what's the case talking about? Who gave this pekidoin? Who gave something to watch to who? Elaine, if you want to tell me, dear Acheris, somebody living in another city came, the Isnayo Begavor, and he now brought his pikod, like he asked somebody, one Russia there in the city, hold on to my pot. Of course it's saved, it's not burnt. Lav Shlomo, it doesn't belong to the people in the city, it's a private pot, somebody gave you to hold, so pshit it's saved. What's the Kiddush? The Yellow D2, it's talking about now what, it's a pot that belongs to people in the Irnidachas. The Isnayo Begavor, and still it's in another city, like so what? Eden ikbosom matoich, if it's close by that it could be brought into the city, amay mutorim. Why is it safe? It's supposed to be burnt. V'yein ikbosom matoich, if it can't be brought inside it, v'amrit chodazim, we said already one time, that if it can't be brought, it's saved. So Moshe says, no, that's not the case. L'yeram yiliyatzay yudir acheris. We're talking about somebody living in another city. So the question was, pshit that's not burnt, it belongs to somebody else. The Torah says that Chiddush is the Nifkadim B'Toychim, that somebody from another city gave a rush in this city to watch it for him, but Baruch HaMai Asinon could go into Kibla Le'achrayas, that the rush of the person living in the Yeranidachas accepted Achrayas, like it's his obligation to watch it. And if something goes wrong, he has to pay for it. So therefore, now the same I would have thought to say, like we say by Chomets. By Chomets we say if a Jew accepts Achrayas on Chomets from a guy, there's a lava of Bayiro Bayimotzei. So I would have thought to say, Kivu Nikibloi Achrayas, since the responsibility is upon you to watch it, and if you get lost or something happens, you have to pay for it, Kibidei Domin, it should belong like you, it should be like yours, like someone living in the year of Hidachas, and it should be Toyin Sreifa, Kamash Malon. That's the Chiddush no. That even though the person, the Rosh, has Achrayas, but since really it's not his, it belongs to somebody else, it's saved, it's not burnt. Here the person says, Shlolo means it has to belong to the people in the city. If it belongs to somebody else, it's not called Shlolo. Now the Moshe says, Omer Chizda, Tehema, if you have an animal that chetz yoshiro nidachas, vechetz yoshiro acheres. Two people own it, the shutfis, the partners, in an animal. One person is a Rosh in the city that's supposed to be killed, and his property has to be burnt, and the other owner is a normal person. So what should we do with this animal? Like, if it has to be burnt, if not. So Rav Chizda says, Asura, that there's no way this animal has to be killed, it's also banor. That since the animal is alive right now, a live animal, every part gets its nourishment from the other part. So it's like one big animal, even if half is also banor, the whole thing becomes awesome. But Esav Yavado, that Chet Shneir Nidachas is again owned by partners. Half one owner is Ir Nidachas, the Chet Shneir the other owner, Shneir Acheris, Muteris. The dough you're allowed to use, just divide it up, like you say, Breira, and half of it you burn, and the other half is saved. Why, my time, what's the reason? Tehema command the light ligidami. A behema pulls them on, it's alive, it's like one goof, one body. And therefore, on this body now, it's chalan isa, isa hanor. The first will speak out, even though maybe you like shecht it, and want to divide it up, so what? Since right now the animal is alive, and it gets nourishment one from the other, it's also banor. Mashen kein isa, dough, command the piggy dummy. Dough is like it's divided. If one piece has nothing to do with the other piece. So if half is blown by Yoni Dachas, that half is burnt. Again, like you say, Breira, take half of it and burn it, and the other half is saved. Breira chizda, behemas Yoni Dachas, a behema ashore that belongs to somebody in the Yoni Dachas, so lochem is it's turning sway, so we have to burn it. But mild if it's honey bo shchita, what's going to be if somebody comes fast and makes a shchita on this animal? So we said before, shchita can't eat it. The Yisraelano was already chal, you cannot eat the animal. But the question is, l'tayra midei nevela. Does the shechita help at least that when the animal dies now, it doesn't have tumas nevema? Like this, the halacha is, if a behema dies, it's a nevema, whoever touches it becomes tamei. If you made a shechita before, shechita does two things. First of all, it takes off the tumas nevema, that now there's no tumor on the animal, and secondly, it gives a heter achila. The Torah says, v'yonidach, since you have to burn it, it's also, but no, a heter achila is not here. But maybe Huchas tumor goes off. Maybe it's considered an action of shechita was done here. So that's the metzias. Tumma goes off it, even though it's also banu. That's the question. What's the shayla? Lufi cherev am rachmona. The Torah says everything in the city is to be slaughtered with a cherev, with a sword. So loishino shechita, loishino shachta mishchat, loishino koto mikdol. No matter what you do to it, it's considered like a sword took place. So a sword is not a good shechita. So the apostle. Or maybe kibun the shachta mahanya lo shechita. But now that you do not use a regular sword, but you use a kosher knife to make a shechita, maybe the shechita at least will take away the tumor. My, what's the lacha take? This is a good suffix. But how far is this issa? Is it a tumor that nothing could be? Boy, Rabbi Yosef, sayer noshim tzitkonis. To hear of the noshim tzitkonis means the one that did not worship the avodah zarah. They are saved. They are not killed. What's going to be with the hair? Do we have to burn the hair or not? Ma, what's the halacha? So my brother says, what's going on here? Ho, the Rishoyis also, Mash be telling me now, that the hair of a Rishoyis, a lady that worshipped the Avodah Zarah, her hair is burnt. Is that true? The Pasuk says, Tik pois v'saraftam. You have to get everything together in the city, and then burn it. Something that's ready to be burnt, you just have to gather it together and burn it. The hair of a person, you first have to cut it off, shave it off, and then gather it in Sreifa. See, for the hair of the Rishoyis, you do not burn. So what are you asking me the hair of the Tzitkonis for? And the question was like this, what's going to do with the Sheitel? Not her own hair. Tayyus Nachris, a strange hair. Somebody else's hair that she has.
Actually,
she said the shape was beauty, not for... Nachris, a goddess of Saras, the Yama, Shoysa, right. Come on, boy, right. Yeah. Hey, Chidami. What's the case talking about? Eidim, a chud of a goof. If she's wearing it right now, it's on her head. So, a chud of a goof, Adamia. Pshita's like a goof, and Pshita, it's not burnt. And that's the loco that the people that do not worship the Avodah Zarah, they're not killed, and they can walk out of there wearing their clothing also, which is a chiddush. Even though another Gemara says they walk out naked, some Mepharshim say it means they can't take anything with them. But the actual clothing they're wearing, that's okay. So if she's wearing the sheitel, pshita, she can go out with it. Let's rich, what's the shalom talking about? The talia b'sifta, it's hanging on the wall, it's hanging on a peg. Here's the shaila. So Kinich said to the Kishabatok, is it just like the property that she owns? Domye Viovat. That's the loch, any property that even a tzaddik owns in the city is destroyed. So maybe the sheitel is also destroyed. Or maybe Kivin the eye of Anafka, since she always puts it on her head, she goes in and out with it. Kalavusha Dam is considered like it's on her body. Even though right now it's hanging on the wall, but since whenever she's gonna go out of the house, she's going to put it on, it's considered like she's wearing it right now, and we let her put it on to go out, we did not tell her leave it there and burn it. That's the shalat teiko, that's a good suffix. Something hanging on the wall, of course it could be the same shalat upon her dress.
No,
anything.
We always wear the hat.
Yeah, anything that you always wear, it's hanging, it's not on you. That's the shalat, is it considered like it's on you now, it's called your malbush, you can walk out with it? Or maybe no, now it's not on your body. We tell you there's a psak, this city is here in Idachas, everything is burnt here. Only you have a right to walk out the way you are right now. Whatever you're wearing now, you can walk out. But to put something else on you, that's a show, that's a teiku. Right. He has called Shalom Atik, with what it says. El Tzarek Rechava. You have to gather all the booty, everything in the city together. Where? Tzarek Rechava, by the main street. There has to be a main street there. Tell Rabbanim. Ain't no rechay. What's going to if there's no main street, no gathering place there in the city? Ain't that's the Yeridachas. That's a Tanai. Therefore, the city does not become Yeridachas. We do not burn the things there. Dibur Rebbe Yishmael.